The psychical structure known as the superego, within a Freudian context, represented the inculcation of values from society that served to moderate the inappropriate impulses that originated in the id. The ego is the mediating factor between an individual's impulses and the constraints learned from societal norms. Freud lived in Austria during the first half of the 19th century when the norms of society were based upon a stringent level of morality and etiquette. So the concept of the superego was dependent upon a set of moral norms that would serve to rebuff the unruly impulses and raw emotions of the id. In other words, the strength of the superego was context dependent upon the moral vigor of society. However, the established norms of one society and time period give way to the diminished values of another society and time period. Therefore, the influence of norms of the superego are dependent upon the shifting sands of the moral values of society. If there is no stable set of norms in society, then the superego has no constancy to counteract the feelings, desires, and impulses of the id. The more society devolves, the more the id has influence over a person if the cultural norms are accepted. When those cultural norms deviate from the standards that have been given through God-inspired scripture and the traditional values of societies passed down through Western civilization, then there is a conflict. It is clear that the superego must be nourished by means other than going along with the zeitgeist, if indeed the current milieu of culture has gone astray. These are challenging times where the lines are being drawn between those who seek righteousness, traditional values, and a positive moral influence, and those who abandon caution to the wind, living according to the pseudo-morality that is being proffered through the zeitgeist. True freedom, however, is when we do not let our id rule over our ego. Our ego must decide, irrespective of the social norms that do not match up to the traditional moral values that have been passed down from generation to generation. And so we must live by the standard that is higher than the narrative norm of society at this point. Shalom Aleichem.